It's once the man and twice the child. I want you to sing this with me. Jesus loved me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes. Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you very much. But if we old Baptists got something else, we got something to touch our heart that tells us so too, besides the Bible. You know, here in this wonderful psalm, it says this, Lord, make me to know my end. In the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. I just want to thank the good Lord that I got to come one more time to Coos Springs Church. How wonderful it is to think about this. I don't know what I said 27 years ago, and I know none of you know. It'd be amazing to each one of you preachers here how much that y'all remember what we're saying. But I hope and trust tonight that I might be able to bring something that would stick with you and that you'd know what I say. You know, here's the thing about it. Children, I am a little scholar. I daily go to school to learn of loving Jesus, His perfect holy rule. All the scholars love Him. His school is large and free. Come all you humble sinners and go to school with me. I am a little preacher. I preach the gospel free. All the master give me, I give it all away. And when my heart is empty, I go to the master's store and tell him all about it. He smiles and gives me more. Isn't that one? That's the reason I love the old church like I do. I love it so much, a cold chill going up and down my spine right now. I love the church, and I think, I just want to tell you, Brother Ronnie, I just want to say something about him. Be all right, y'all. You know, when I was there, I stayed all night with Brother Hal, and Ronnie, he's a little about 12, 13-year-old boy, you know, and everything. I told him, I gave a silver dollar to somebody, and I told him if they keep it, they'd never be broke. You know what little Ronnie did? He went by and asked the daddy, said, I got a silver dollar. Can I give Brother Becky that silver dollar? And you know, he gave it to me, and I still got it, and I hadn't been broke yet. But I want to tell you, I've been bent pretty close. I've been bent along the way. I've been bent, friend. And how wonderful that is to think about. And here's what we want to go to school. Let's just go to school tonight. Somebody said, y'all believe in Sunday school? Ooh, yes, we believe in Sunday school. What you talking about? We believe in Wednesday night school, Thursday. We believe in Friday, all day Friday, and Friday night.
Amen.
Saturday, every time we meet, we're going to school. And you know, let me tell you, I got news for you. No matter how you get, you'll never graduate from this school. You won't get no diploma, but you, till the last, as Paul says, I fought a good fight and I kept the faith. But there's a right laid up for, crown of righteous laid up for me. Not for me only, but all that love is appearing. Isn't that wonderful? Since we're going to school, you know. Tonight I thought about this scripture here. The 4-H club. You know, we got a 4-H club in the old church. I don't know where y'all know anything about it, but I hope I know a little about it. And I hope I can bring it to you tonight. The 4-H club. I'd like you to have your Bibles turn to Psalms 146. And this is what I like to talk about in the fifth verse and what I want to say to you. I try to encourage our people to bring the Bibles to church with them. Bring your Bibles and everything you can read. And you know, one good sister said, yeah, that's right, Brother Beckett. When your preaching gets bored, we can read the Bible. You know, that's something, my friend. That we can read it and we know something about it. You know, and I encourage it. And you know, here's the thing about it. This day, the first word, happy. I want to tell you, happy. I hope old Baptists don't get mad at me because I am so happy.
Yeah.
This brother, he's happy. You know, reason why am I so happy? Because of this doctrine that we stand for.
Amen.
Because of this thing that we love and cherish above everything in the world. I want to tell you about my daddy. He never did own a house, and never did own a car. There's another brother there, Brother Farris. You might know some of the Farris in Alabama. Their dad, his dad. Neither one of them. But there's a deacon of our church, you know. But I want to tell you, he never did. But they're the happiest folks. Why? Because of this doctrine, salvation by grace. This doctrine that we love and cherish above everything in the world.
Amen.
This doctrine we like, that my master came down from heaven. You know, God looked and there's none to help and wondered why. But somebody, behold, his own arm brought salvation, friend. He came down from heaven not to do his own will, but the will of him that sent me. Oh, but this is the will of him that sent me, that I shall lose nothing. Nothing. But raise it up again at the last day. Who could beat that? Nobody can beat that, my friend, because the Word of God, this Jesus, this master builder. How wonderful it is to think about that tonight. Before I forget it, I want to tell you this. I like for each one of you to think about what is the happiest days of your life. I like to think about this tonight, friend. I like to bring this to you and tell you, you know, my wife's not here, but when I got married, that wasn't the happiest day of my life. You know, and when I played ball, when I made a touchdown, you know, it was on about the 1 yard line. I was a quarterback. I said, let me run the ball and I get the 1 yard, but I made a touchdown. You know, and that wasn't the happiest. I was so happy. But when I hit a home run in the baseball, it wasn't the happiest moment of my life. Oh, my friend, when I go down and shoot the basket, sometimes it'd go in. That wasn't the happiest moment of my life. But I want to tell you, a little child of God, in 1945, this strange thing had come my way. Strange things has come, and I wondered about it. I was out in the sport world. Strange things come about. And your mama told me, we got a new preacher. We got a new preacher at our church. Uncle Lee, I want you to hear him. You know, I didn't go to church because I wanted to hear the preacher. I went to church because mama said for me to ask me to go. And mamas, you got something to do. Grandmothers, you know, you're the sweetest things on earth. And I want to tell you, your grandchildren, they'll come to church with you if you'd ask them. And I went, I went to the church that Saturday night. And I didn't care what the preacher's going to say. I just said that. But I got, first thing you know, I got hit. First time I listened at that preacher. First thing you know, he was hitting my mate. He reading, somebody told him about me. And I wondered what. I said, no, there ain't nobody. I ain't told nobody myself about me. And you know what? He preached that gospel. This gospel of the Son of God. This doctrine that these brethren preach today. I want to tell you right now, before I forget it, I'm satisfied with the Lord's house just like I found it in 1945. Let's just enjoy it better. Let's possess it a little more. Let's do a little more labor in the vineyard. The more you do, the more you get right here while you live. You get a reward right here in this life. And I want to tell you, you're going to be happy when you do it. You know, some people ask me, say something to me about, feet washing. You know, since Brother Guy was a governor of our state, feet washing and everything, they throw it off on me. I said, after a while I got tired of listening to what they just making slurs and all. I said, there's not but one reason that Brother Guy washes feet. Not but one reason that we wash feet is because the Bible says to do it. And when you do it, if you know these things, happy if you do it. Happy if you do it, my friend. Now you think about that. Now that's 1H. They're happy that we do it. Listen, happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help. Now, help is the next one. You know, my friend, Paul said, the Lord is my helper, and I fear not what man shall do unto me. That's what I like about the old church and these soldiers, these one ministers. They don't fear no one. They don't fear. They fear God. How wonderful it is to think about that we have one that will help. God, listen to what in this wonderful book here. In the 46th Psalm, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I want to tell you, about 2.5 years ago, I had a heart attack, and they put me on the helicopter, and I said, I ain't going on no helicopter. They put me on that helicopter, and I went on there. You know, let me tell you, I called on him. Children, let me tell you, when you stand in need, that's when we call, when we pray. I prayed more the last 2 years than I've ever prayed in my life. Because why? Because I need it, my friend. Trouble. You know, that's something, my friend. The trouble come along the way. Whenever you meet with trouble and trials on your way, cast your cares upon Jesus and don't forget to pray. But don't just pray every once in a while. Let me tell you about this case one time. They had a storm came over. They had a storm came over and just wiped out this lady. She had a beautiful house. Beautiful brick house, and it was so pretty. But the storm, the wind just wiped it off. And then the servant, you know, came and fixing, trying to clean it up. And you know, here's what? She said, it's not fair. It just ain't fair. The servant said, what? That they wiped off my beautiful house, and you got a little shack up there on the hill, didn't even touch it. He said, do you pray? And the servant said, do you pray? He said, well, I pray every once in a while. Let me tell you what the servant said. Well, he might have been with his regular customers. Little children of God, I want to tell you, the Lord will be with his regular customers first. Don't forget that now. And that's what I feel like. We need to pray. We need to pray for that regular. Somebody said morning, noon, and night, and all those things. Daniel, and don't you know those three Hebrew children, they prayed. I don't know for sure where he's going to come down in that fire furnace or not, but I know he is able to. I want to tell you, little friends, that's what the old church has meant to me, that this master that I love has helped me all these years and has taken care of me from through thick and thin and long those things, in trouble and all those things. I've always knew that he was able to take care of me. And I want to tell you, my friend, he's able to take care of you wherever and whatever you might, whatever comes your way. And just be a regular customer to him. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Oh, have mercy upon me as one. The Pharisees said, I'm so glad that I'm not like other men. I pay tithes of all I possess. I'm so glad I'm not like this puppet. Just look at him. But I want to tell you, little friends of God, here's what the publican, and I want to be with him the rest of my life. I want to be with this publican. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I'm just a beggar here in this life. I'm begging. He's already given me, you know, God's time was 3 goers and 10. You know what he did? He's already given me nearly 4 years bonus. Anybody here that's over 70 years old, God is giving you a bonus. You ought to thank him for it. And every morning I wake up in the morning. I used to didn't do it. But I wake up every morning and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank you, Lord, for the living grace. This living grace, what I love so dear. I love that dear. And someday, I hope and trust I have that dying grace. And He, our Master, is the one that gives it to us. This Holy Spirit dwells upon us right here while we live in the world. I want to tell you that God of Jacob for His help. You know, Jacob's God. We could talk a long time about Jacob, you know. There, and His name, He's God, Israel, changed to the Israel, God's chosen people. My friend, what a wonderful thought that is to me. But I want to talk. I've got something else I want to talk. I don't want to talk about that right now. Whose hope is in the Lord, his God. I want to tell you tonight. Now, I hope none of you people tell me, Brother Beckett, I just got a little old bitty hope. I don't want you to say you got a little hope. I want you to say you got a good hope. Jesus, his everlasting consolation, my friend, and good hope through grace. I want to tell you this hope that you have is a good hope, little child of God. He come by the grace and mercy of God. God has never given you nothing little. Oh, God has never given me nothing little, my friend. But He has given me this consolation and good hope through grace. I want us to cherish above everything. I want us to tell you, my friend, what this Jesus formed in us, the hope of glory. That hope of glory is wonderful to think about. I don't hope the Lord has been good to me. I don't hope it. Brother, I know He's been good to me.
Amen.
I know He's helped me, my friend, when I couldn't help myself. Papa, Mama, I love them so dearly. They helped me. They helped me along the way. But I want to tell you, your Master has helped you along the way. He'll take care. He'll be with you in your sixth trouble and forsake you not in your seventh. That's what kind of Jesus, that's what kind of Master we got. And don't let nobody say nothing to it. They might not, you know, some of them said, God is dead. God is dead. You know, they said that about 20 years ago, and I wondered about it. I heard a tape, and this one said, you're talking about God is dead. Well, when did He die? What funeral home did He go to? You know, they wondered what funeral home. And He says, you know, He didn't tell me nothing about it. He didn't let me know, because we are the member of the family. He hadn't told us about it. He hadn't told any of you about it. We're the member of the family, children. God is not dead, but I want to tell you, friend. He's living. That's what I love about the old church. We believe in a living God. We believe in a living Savior, a living Master. We believe in the Holy Spirit that comes down and comforts us right here while we live in the world. That's what I love about the old church. I don't care nothing about the torments and all those things. People, if you don't do this and that and the other, you'll go to torment. If you bear with me, I have a sister. She's in the hospital, in nursing home now, and she won't be long. She's going to pass away. But let me tell you what. There's one fella, a preacher that of another church, came down there with a paper I gave, and you know what? He gave a paper. You want this? She says, no, I don't care about it. He said, well, why are you a Christian? She says, no, I'm a friend of Baptist. You know, he said, I don't understand. Don't you want to be saved? No, I'll be all right. I don't know. Don't you want me to give you this for? No. Do you think you're going to heaven? Hell no. Everything, she said, no. And you know, he said, well, don't you want me to leave this? No. Well, you know what? I went to see her a little few days after that. She said, did I act ugly? Awfully. Well, you didn't act too nice, but I guess you answered about as well as I could. My friend, let me tell you this. The old church don't have to pass out pamphlets. I want to tell you, this God that we have, this God that we love, is living in the hearts of God's little children right here. And you know, that's something so wonderful to me tonight, to think about this. Oh, children, listen. Now what we got? We got happy, this 4-H club. We got happy, and then we got help. And then you know what we got? We got hope. Let me bring this to your mind, Brother Copeland. This is one who I loved him so dearly. He told me about this, and he told me about this hope. You know, this little boy in the March wind was blowing so strong, and he was flying a kite. He was flying that kite, and he's after this going up, and after a while, then first thing you know, the clouds was hanging low. And you know, children, here the man came up and said, son, what are you doing? I'm flying a kite. He looked up and he said, I don't see no kite. How you know you're flying a kite? Because I feel it tugging. Little child of God, if you feel something tugging in your heart, I want to tell you, it's that hope that come down from heaven.
Amen.
Oh, I want to tell you, little friends of God, that's the greatest thing on earth. Because many things about tomorrow, we don't understand. But I want to tell you, little friends of God, tonight, but we do know who holds tomorrow in His hands. And that's the reason we look into Him, to hold tomorrow in His hands. Thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you, Lord. And I'm trusting that you'll hold tomorrow in your hand. Now, here's the thing about it before I get on this another four. I like to bring one more thing. I like to bring, there's a sister in our association. I said, if you want to, you can. And I just go off and leave, you know. And four or five times after I said that, you know, two or three meetings. And she said, what do you talk about if you want to, you can? If you want to, you can join the church. And you can possess this land that flow with milk and honey. You can possess it. And here tonight, let me just tell you this. If anybody here tonight, and you have that want to in your heart, the old booger man and old Satan and all the world and everybody didn't put that want to in that heart. I want to tell you, the Lord put the want to in your heart to come to the old church. And I have this goal before I die. There's some goals that I haven't accomplished, but I have a goal in my heart when I'm speaking to God's little people, that somebody would come up while I was preaching and they'd come up and join the church. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, it'd suit me all right if somebody want to now. And you know what? These preachers, we didn't have to wait and let them preach tomorrow. It'd be all right if anybody would come on, because this is something great, friend. This is something better. There's nothing in it better. We got the most excellent ministry. We have a better mediator. And we got so better promises right here while you live in the world. We got something better for you in this life, children. Somebody said, oh, you old Baptist, it's good to die by, but it's not good to live by. But that's as far as they know of, friend. Because we got something good to live by, and it's helped me all these years. And thank God. Let me always thank God for it. For this doctrine that holy men of old wrote the scriptures. They was moved by the Holy Ghost. They was moved, my friend. And that's the only thing that's worried me along the way. Our gospel that we preach does not move God's little children. And that's been called by the grace of God. Has been called home. All right, here. And that number four is, friend, home is what I want to talk just a little bit about. If you'll bear with me for just a moment of time. Home. How wonderful it is to have a home. How great it is to have a wonderful home. Oh, to be born. As I've already spoke about my mother and daddy and how I love them so dearly. I've said this. My wife said, don't talk, tell that so many times. But that's cornbread and buttermilk and black-eyed peas. My mama, that old wood stove, she packed that bread. And you know, when we eat it, we could see her loving fingerprints on that old cornbread. I don't know where y'all had seen that or not, but I thank God for it. I thank God to be able to remember back there. I wouldn't 75% of the time they had nine children. 75% of the daylight time she was in the kitchen, cooked breakfast, dinner, and supper. They was in the kitchen, and you know what she did? There's a lot of times I'd hear her sing the sweet songs of Zion. I'd hear her sing those songs, and many times, sometimes I wonder. I wish I could hear Mama sing again. I wish I could hear Daddy sing again. How wonderful it'd be to me to enjoy that sweet song that they sang from time to time. But let me tell you, my friend, this natural home is so, Lord, bless me with a home. Then he blessed me a little home myself. I got five children, I think 14 grandchildren, and how I do love them and appreciate them so much. And let me tell you this, I've heard some old Baptist preacher says, you know, I love the church, but I do my natural home. But I say, no, God is not in competition. Oh, the church is not in competition with your natural home. I like to say to you, little young people tonight, honor your father and mother because it's right to do it. Right here while you live, honor them and praise them. Right here while you live in the world, because when they leave, he won't be able to do it. You got to do it today. You got to do it right now, children. And you know that natural home, how wonderful it is. But God, he's not in competition now. Here's what the Bible teaches, to love your natural love. A husband loves your wife as Christ loved the church, and love a wife, love your husband as Christ loved the church, children. But now this church, let me tell you about this. How wonderful it is to think about this. That day when I joined the church and I was so happy. You know, here's what taking place. They said there's nobody else like me. You know what? I thought they was bragging on me, but you know what? They said that nobody else wanted to be like me. But you know, here's what happened when they said, I joined the church, you know, friends. And yet they come back in the church there, and the preacher, he looked around talking to the deacons, you know. And first thing you know, he looked at me. They supposed to come shake hands with me, but I was so happy, sure, and I shook. I went back to the back of the room in our church and shook hands with each one of them. And you know what they felt? He looked and said, where in the world is he gone? I was back there and I was so happy that the Lord blessed me one time. And I always, every turn, somebody said something about it today. Listen to this. When you have trouble along the way, return back to your first love. That first love, little child of God, come back to that happy day. When Jesus was just in the way. And at home, my friend, in the old home, in the old church, my friend, it'll do you good. It'll help you right here while you live in the world. It'll help you right early, right in the old kingdom here. How wonderful it is. And I thank God tonight that I want to pause and thank God that I've been able to be in the old church. 50 years, 45 is nearly 50, not quite 50 years. And how wonderful they spoiled me. You know, Mama spoiled me, and the church spoiled me. And I want them to keep on spoiling me. It suits me all right. I want to be spoiled right here while I live in the world. I want to be spoiled in the kingdom of God. I want to praise His great and glorious name as I live in my little journey of life. I want to be spoiled, little friends of God. How wonderful it is to think about that tonight. That how wonderful it is to be happy and have help and have hope and have a home. That's a rich. There's something richer when you. Nobody can get it, take it away from you. They might talk about you this way and that way. They might say all manner of things about you. But I want to tell you, little friend of God, you've got that, and nobody can take it away from you. You have it here to possess. It's right here to possess. Right here tonight. If you're not a member of the church, and if you are a member of the church, possess it, and let's walk, let's enjoy the blessing of God. And I wonder if you never hear me say anything else in this life, this is what I want to say to the church. Let brother love continue. Let it continue that you have joy that's unspeakable and full of glory in this life that we live. And now I like to think about this, this heaven, this home beyond this veil of tears. Isn't it wonderful to have a home, natural home? Isn't it wonderful to have a little spiritual home? And then after a while, we're going to have a better home. We're going to have, there won't be no sadness. And there won't be no nursing home. There won't be those things that makes us sad, a long life journey. There won't be nothing like that. But we'll be around the throne of grace. And we're a throne, my friend. We'll be around there and seeing Jesus. We're going to see Him as He is. We can feel from the Master. We can be touched with the Master's hand right here while we live in the world. But some sweet lovely day, are we going to have that wonderful home beyond this veil of tears? And we're going to sing. I like to hear you sing tonight, and today I enjoyed you singing. But some sweet lovely day, are we going to sing to Him that some of you might not sing here? But all of us are going to sing, "Worthy art thou." Those that those doctrine commandments men, they'll talk about this, what they've done, and what they've accomplished. But they're going to sing with us. They're going to all sing together. We're going to not sing a different song in heaven. We're going to sing the same old song. We're going to sing it, my friend. We're going to rejoice in it. How wonderful it is to think about that. And let me tell you this and that. As I close here tonight, there's a good old sister said, "Brother Beckett, you know, I'm not worried about dying and going to that home, but it bothers me a little bit about my little journey getting to that death." Yes, my friend, there's a journey right here. Let me say this just a moment. There's a home tombstone. I went by my daddy's grave not a month or two ago. My wife and we went by to see her brother's grave. You know, it tells 1880, then it said 1970, but there's a dash right between it. You know, there's a dash. This is what I love about the dash. Now, this is what I could talk about that a good bit, but that dash. That dash, my friend, that's there between it. And then, you know, that dash is how we live, right where we should live in honor to His great and glorious name. I hope I can. I want y'all to pray for me that I'll feel like that dash between 1920 and whenever it is. It'd be all right to let me stay here 100 years. It suits me all right. You know, if the good Lord bless me. But, oh, I want to, that dash, children. I want y'all to think about that dash. I want y'all to think about that. And, you know, that little dash between there. I want to tell you, we don't know what tomorrow might bring. We don't know the situation that's going to take place. We don't know about it. But my prayer to God is that everything go well with you right here while you live in the world. My prayer, and I want you to pray that the good Lord bless me and my little family along the way. And in that home beyond this veil of tears, how wonderful it is to think about that. And I want y'all just to please pray for us. And I want to thank God one more time that I was able to come and be with Brother Sammy and each one of you. And just pray for us. Come to see us when you can.